The Invocation by D. Vincent de Palo. Chapter 4. From the Journals of Paul Schofield.
Chasm Premier went well. Thank God the horns didn't break in the coda. Immediate standing, oh, gratifying. Met an interesting fellow. Something wrong with his foot, but he had an uncommon fine ear. Ambrose, I think it was. Yes, Siren Ambrose. American, I think, though you could hardly tell it by the way he dressed and spoke. The foot might have been clubbed unless it was just a cast. Perhaps it was cloven. Ha! Damn this gas. The stench follows me around like a swarm of flies. It gets worse when I'm in full focus, when the music is flowing through me. How long must I endure it? Had a most extraordinary dream, not of the symphony, but of the American. It was strange. He was much larger than in life, a giant almost. I couldn't be sure, but it seemed like he was floating or hovering above me. His face was terrifying, blurred and fierce. I dared not look directly at it. And then he was lunging and grabbing at my heart. I couldn't move, couldn't run or speak. It took enormous effort, but I finally shouted, "Stop! I'm a musician!" But the word sounded as magician. And then he transformed. No, folded would be a better word. Back into the little American I'd met at my concert. And then it wasn't a bad dream after all. In fact, I woke feeling strangely exhilarated. Amazing! Went to breakfast at the Select today and there he was, Siren Ambrose. He was dressed in his assembly jacket and looked even paler than I'd remembered, but he turned out to be quite an agreeable fellow. It's odd, though, the way he speaks. So archaic at times. As though he'd been born in the wrong era. Anyway, it feels childish to write this, but I think I may have found a new friend. Blood in the Bowl. Been some time since I last wrote here. Quintet almost finished, not bad. But I fear the marimba part may be unplayable. Stayed home all day, 6 times to the head. I'm as sore as a baby. Siren is moving in. I hope I'm not being too rash. He showed me a most interesting miniature, 2 archangels saving a soul. For some reason, it moved me to the core, gave me a minor episode. Embarrassing. And then I just blurted the first thing that came to my head. In any event, I couldn't let him stay in that tenement. It's just that he's so very awkward at times. I hope he doesn't turn out too much of a prude. Though he certainly knows of my appetites by now. Picked a fine one last night, Editha. Her legs were like tree trunks. Stopped horns, no, muted and buzzing on a low B-flat, timpani rolls a 6th below, tam-tam, bowed cymbals, then grand cassa with the thickest felt possible accenting every 5th beat, pianissimo. There's some kind of veil, maybe high string clusters tremolando sul ponte. They rise and fall until, not a trumpet, but a lissom bassoon steps forward out of the murk, standing tall and proud. What does she say? For the bassoon is always a girl, no? Something harsh, or maybe something luxurious. That would be different. A languorous, sensual bassoon line emerging from this primeval murk, the muffled 5s never pausing, a time unto itself, independent of the rest. Yes, that could work. Epstein thinks I'm the next Bartok. I don't think he means it as an insult, and of course it's not. Bartok had his brilliant moments, but that's just it. They were only moments. Epstein's a fool anyway, with his economics. He can be so very boring at times, always concerned with the insane functioning of the markets. How could I forget the right? My bassoon line is undone before she has begun to disrobe. Christ, maybe I could use a crumhorn. God knows no one would expect that. Surin met a girl last night, bless him. She's quite delicious in her own way, tall, frail, elegant, perfect for him. I hope I don't scare her away. I hope he doesn't either, for that matter. Emma, my, how she does like a party. I'm tempted to think of her as ours rather than Surin's, but I know that wouldn't be right. I touched her upper arm during the soiree last night, though. Very nice. Supple yet strong. I've written 7 miniatures in as many days. The music is very relaxed, almost limpid. Time standing still. They're nothing special, just small flowers, yet every flower deserves its day in the sun. Smoked opium for the first time, like smoking perfume. A waking dream, but the music didn't come. If it did, I hazard to say, I would have become addicted directly. Still, my limbs were most deliciously relaxed. Speaking of addiction, Aunt Isabel sent a small box from Provence. I've eaten nothing but fresh eggs and white truffles for the past 3 days. Poor Surin is spending the evening at Emma's. Our whole place reeks of my vile expulsions. But the dreams are so vivid. I cannot stop. I will not. Woke and wrote 18 bars today, before my head had fully cleared. I'll drink the 78 Latour tonight, with the last bit of the blessed spore. Nothing. You can't force a dream. I should know that by now. Spent the whole day in the WC. Make that 2 days. An Italian composer showed up last night and performed a piece for piano 4 hands. I could hardly bear it, but I couldn't discount it either. It was an uncomfortable feeling. Am I getting old? Blood in the bowl. Is this normal? Heard the Liszt symphony. I mean, really heard it. He was trying to do something, old Franz, but he couldn't quite pull it off. At least, I don't think he did. Yet it was inspired all the same. I'll give him that.
You have been listening to The Invocation by D. Vincent DiPaolo. Follow along with the book, available in the Kindle store. See the link in the show notes. And do stay tuned for the next chapter.